Hello, and thank you for joining my blog. My name is Sarah Intonato, and today we're answering a very important question that I get asked frequently from people all over the world, and it is, how do you maintain your yoga practice while traveling? So when you take yourself on the road or on the airplane, here are my five top tips for staying on your mat and staying committed to your physical, mental, and spiritual health. The first tip might seem a little obvious, but we're going to address it anyway because you'd be shocked at how many people don't do it. Your new mantra needs to be, have mat, will travel. So again, this might seem obvious, but get a small or lightweight yoga mat. It can be foldable or rollable, which stays in your carry-on bag all the time. Why? Well, for one, this takes the guesswork out of finding a mat when you arrive at your destination or having to go to a studio and wonder if they rent them to you or not. You have it with you all the time. This is also valuable when you're traveling on airlines because sometimes, as we all know, we hit weather delays or have a long layover in between stops. So this allows us to just have our mat available all the time when we need it. And how many of us have been bored in an airport waiting at some point? Pretty much everybody. So now you don't have to be bored anymore. You just take your mat out, put it down, do something productive for your body and mind, and guess what? You'll probably be in much better mood after that. So no longer having to deal with airport boredom, the waiting around, that's a really important reason to have your mat with you at all times. And this alone helps keep the enjoyment factor up because we know that no matter where we have to stop, drop, and practice, we're going to be comfortable enough to get it done. We're going to have our own safe space that really travels with us. And this is also important if you travel a lot locally. Maybe you have a beach house or a summer home that you go to, or maybe you visit friends at theirs frequently. Leave your mat in your car or leave an extra mat in your car. Maybe even leave a mat at the local studio in the town you travel to or at your friend's home. And this way you won't have to worry about the logistics of getting your practice done. You'll know you're set up, you're ready. I even leave a spare outfit sometimes in my car just in case, because this way when the window opens and you have a chance, you can do your spiritual work. This also kills the excuse of not having a good studio or teacher nearby, because let's face it, if you live in a city, yes, you probably have plenty of yoga studios to choose from. But if you're traveling to a remote destination, you might not. And this way, it doesn't matter anymore. You can just put your mat down in your hotel room or wherever you are and get right on it. The next tip is to travel with layers. And I mean layers of clothing to be specific. And you can't assume that just because you're going to a warm destination that the temperature of your practice space is going to be warm. I travel to Miami frequently, and most hotels in Miami are freezing. So bring a long sleeve shirt, even if you're going someplace warm. If you're going someplace that's cold, bring some tank tops too, because the heat might be cranking in the space and you don't want to feel overheated. Just be prepared for any scenario. Also, be prepared to practice maybe in a space that you didn't expect. Again, like the airport lobby or the hotel spa area. Just have a few extra options. They can be lightweight clothing. They can be items that you might wear out and about later too, so you can get multiple uses out of them. Just have them in your bag just in case, and you'll be prepared no matter what. There's nothing worse than going someplace really warm and expecting a nice sweaty practice and then being freezing the whole time, or vice versa. So just keep a couple extra layers in your bag. Be prepared for any scenario, no matter what Mother Nature has in mind or whatever your hotel manager has in mind as well. Step three to keeping your practice going on the road. Do some recon work before you get to your destination. If you're staying in a hotel, call ahead and ask if they have any rooms that have a nice flat flooring, such as a conference room or a spa area, and ask if you can book that space for an hour or two in advance. This way, you know you'll be able to practice and not be disturbed. This is especially useful if you're traveling with family or sharing a hotel room with other people. There's a lot to be distracted by sharing a hotel room with somebody, even if they're quiet and unassuming. So give yourself a chance to have that quiet, energetic space for yourself. When I was traveling in France last year, my husband and I were in Paris, and the hotel rooms were beautiful and really small. We stayed in a great neighborhood that was really important to us, and we were not expecting a huge hotel room when we were there. So there was really no place to practice next to our bed. And what we did was we found a hotel that had a very small private pool only for hotel guests. The pool was more the size of a hot tub. And we booked out that spa space downstairs, and it was nice and warm in there. So we would just take our mats downstairs, book out the pool, do our practice, maybe jump in for a quick swim, and then be done. And it was so nice knowing that we had that quiet space. We weren't bumping into the little drawers of the dresser or looking under the bed. It made practice on the road much easier. If you're traveling and you like to go to a studio, call your hotel in advance and ask the concierge to do some research for you. Especially if you're shelling out money for a really nice hotel, take advantage of this service. Don't be shy about it. And give them the name of the style of yoga you practice, if it's Ashtanga or something else. Maybe ask them to research if there are any well-known teachers in the area who have quite a following. That's a good lead to get a nice practice in. And let them do some of this research for you. Additionally, all these options of doing some research and recon work don't have to be fancy. Even if you're camping, you can still do your practice. You might want to ask people who've been to the destination you are traveling to, or even Google it and see if there are any outdoor areas nearby, like a basketball court that has a flat surface. These spaces will likely be available early in the morning, which is a great time to get your practice in, and you don't even have to pay money to use them. They're available to the public. And even if you don't know anyone who has been to this particular spot you're traveling to, go on Facebook, ask friends, ask if they have friends who've gone there or know someone who lives there. Any little bits of preparedness to take the guesswork out upon your arrival are going to make getting your practice in much easier for you. The fourth tip I have for you is to do your practice first thing in the day. This doesn't necessarily mean it has to be early in the morning like it might be when you're at home. For example, when I was in Paris last year, my husband and I were having dinner at night, which is something I don't often do very late at home, but we wanted to experience the local culture. So even though we were sleeping later in the morning than we usually do, we would still do our practice before we went out and about, before we started having our daily adventures. Getting it done right away made us more available to enjoy our cultural experiences after that, because we weren't worried about when we should eat or if we should just have a smoothie first. We knew that practice was done, we felt good, and we were able to focus on the rest of the day after that. So if you're traveling to visit family especially, this is a vital point, because when we're around a lot of people who really love us and want our time, especially if we don't get to see them very often, once the day starts, forget it. We are surrounded with fun and loving possibilities. How we should spend our time is usually accounted for. And then practice can really become a stressful thing if it's just something on our to-do list. So do it first. Sometimes that means getting up before everyone else. Other times that means being a little flexible, comparing your normal practice time at home to your vacation practice time. Don't stress about it. Just do it, get it done, and you'll feel great before your day starts. The last tip I have for you, the fifth tip for taking your practice on the road and being successful in your consistency, is have a gentle mindset, especially if you're going on a long trip, which involves a lot of planes, trains, and automobiles. Don't get hung up on feeling super strong and bendy your first practice out. You might feel great. You might feel tired. You might feel stiff. You might feel flexible. You can't always control the outcome. So just make a point to get on your mat anyway. Get on your mat even if you feel terrible and exhausted. Don't get attached to the result being perfect. Don't compare it to your practice at home, because you're not at home. Maybe you've eaten different things. Maybe you've been awake for a much longer period of time. Just do your practice anyway and be gentle with your mindset. It's common that when you travel to India to study at the Ashtanga Yoga Institute, so you're going there to practice yoga, you just do the most basic practice for the first week that you're there. This allows your nervous system to adjust. This allows you to get over your jet lag. And it doesn't matter how advanced your practice is normally. Everybody abides by this rule. So keep that in mind, especially your first few days in a new place. Your nervous system might have to adjust. Your stomach might have to adjust if you're eating differently or if you're sleeping at different places all over the place. Just do your best and have a gentle mindset. And I know many people do better when traveling if they have a resource they can use, like an audio guide or an online class. And that's the reason why I've created an audio bundle of classes for sale on my website to help you, so that when you're traveling, you can take me with you wherever you go. Just push the button. You'll have a great class at your fingertips, and you never have to worry where to go or what to do to get your practice in a really consistent, strong, and joyful way. So if you're interested in that resource, just go to sarayoga.com. It's right on the homepage if you scroll down, and do what you need to do to set yourself up for success no matter where you're practicing today. Namaste.